Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou a Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the indirect object pronouns in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So if you're enjoying listening to this podcast, and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to talk about the indirect object pronouns. So first of all, we need to understand that not all sentences have an indirect object. But when they do, if we ask the verb of the sentence the questions to whom or for whom, we'll get the indirect object. So in Portuguese, we use the prepositions a or para before the indirect object. But in English, we often drop the prepositions to or for before the indirect object. So a good strategy to identify an indirect object would be to check whether it's possible or not to use to or for before the verb and see if it makes sense. Let's have a look at some practical examples. Let's think about a simple sentence like, I give the children the book. In Portuguese, we would say, eu dou o livro às crianças. It's not that it would be impossible to say, eu dou às crianças o livro. It's exactly the same thing. It's interchangeable. But I think the most spontaneous way to say it would be, eu dou o livro às crianças. So let's have a closer look at this sentence. So first of all, give, or in Portuguese, dou, is the verb of the sentence. And it is important that we identify the verb of the sentence, so then we can ask this verb certain questions to see if we can identify direct object or indirect object. So in this particular sentence, I give the children the book, the children is the indirect object. I could say, I give the book to the children. So if we ask, to whom do we give the book, or who do we give the book to, we get the indirect object. So these are the questions you should ask the verb, to whom or for whom. So in this particular sentence, the book is the direct object. So if we ask the verb, you give what, you get the direct object. And once you get it, you can replace it with a direct object pronoun. Would be, I give it to the children. I give it, being it, the direct object pronoun, that it is replacing the book. In Portuguese, eu dou, being o, dou as crianças, being o, the direct object pronoun. You can check episodes 97, 98, and 99 to learn more about the direct object pronouns. So on this episode, let's focus on the indirect object pronouns. So we can replace the children. Now that we identify that the children is the indirect object of this sentence, we can replace it with a pronoun. And in English, we could do it with the pronoun them. So if the sentence is, I give the children, the book. If I referred previously the children, I can replace it. I don't need to repeat it again. So I could say, I give them the book. I give them the book. And this them is replacing the indirect object, the children. In Portuguese, we can also do that. We can replace as crianças with a pronoun. So we could say, eu dou-lhes o livro. Lhes, como se escreve lhes? L-H-E-S. Lhes. Eu dou-lhes o livro. This lhes is an indirect object pronoun replacing the children. So the equivalent of the English pronoun them. Now there's something we need to know about these pronouns in Portuguese. Where do we place them in relation to the verb? So the default position for the indirect object pronoun is after the verb, with a hyphen separating the verb, do, and the pronoun, lhes. So that hyphen, that little dash, has to be there in the middle. But there is also the possibility of have this type of pronouns before the verb. We'll look at that possibility on the following episode. But if you've checked episodes 97, 98, and 99, you will start to understand the rules, because the same rules we've learned for direct object pronouns and for reflexive verbs will be the exact same rules we will apply them. We will apply now to the indirect object pronouns. So, let's learn them. I think you won't find them too hard. They are actually easier than the direct object ones. Less complicated. They never change their spelling. So it is much easier to remember them and to apply them. So let's pick this simple sentence. He gives me the book. He gives me the book, having the verb give. If I ask what do you give, I get the book. That's the direct object one. So if I ask the verb he gives to whom or for whom, we get me, and that is your indirect object, because we're saying gives to whom, gives to me. And now, how can we do this in Portuguese? You will be surprised to find out that we actually use the exact same word with the exact same spelling, but of course with a different pronunciation. So he gives, ele dá, me, the book, o livro. He gives me the book, ele dá-me o livro. So that's right, me is me. Same spelling than in English, but we need to remember to drop the vowel. So we only get the sound me, dá-me, dá-me. And don't forget, in between the verb dá and the pronoun me, we need to use a hyphen. A hyphen is that little dash. So in a way, this pronoun me is actually attached to the verb. Dá-me. Very well pronounces dá-me. But of course, because we're dropping the vowel from me, if the following word of the sentence starts with a vowel, and it often happens, what we do is that we put the verb and the pronoun together with the following word. So we will run it together. For instance, in this example, he gives me the book, ele dá-me o livro. Now I read each word individually, but in a normal speech, I would say, Ele dá-me o livro. Ele dá-me o livro. You see what happened here? Instead of dá-me o, I got a dá-mo. This happens because I'm dropping the vowel from me and I'm running it together with the following word, which is the vowel o, that we pronounce o, the definite article, the book, o livro. And this will often happen with these pronouns, as many of them end with a vowel. And that vowel is I, or in Portuguese, é. So we've covered the pronoun me, quite simple to remember, just like in English, but with a different pronunciation, me. Let's see, how do we say, I give you the book. I give you the book. Again, if you want to think again about identify where the indirect object is, you just need to ask the verb give. Who do you give this book to? I give you, so that you is your indirect object. And we get this indirect object pronoun you. And we can do exactly the same thing in Portuguese. And the first thing you need to remember is that when we use in English you, we might get different translations into Portuguese depending on singular or plural. And then within the singular possibilities, it might be formal or informal. Let's do the informal you first. The informal you, tu. Let's see what type of indirect object pronoun we should use. It's not too different from the word that you already know for informal you, tu. It's similar, but instead of saying tu, we have te. Te. Como se escreve te? T-E. Te. So, I give you the book. Eu dou-te o livro. I said very slowly, so you can understand each individual word. I will repeat it. I give you the book. Eu dou-te o livro. Now, you know that no one speaks like that, so slowly and with all these breaks in the middle. So let's see what happens if we want the sentence to flow, because this tu again ends with the vowel I, or in Portuguese, e, we will drop it. And because the following word starts with the vowel, we will run it together. So instead of having eu dou-te o livro, we'll get something like eu dou-te o livro. Eu dou-te o livro. Dou-te. Don't forget to use your hyphen in between the verb dou and the pronoun te. Eu dou-te o livro. But we have a different pronoun for the formal you. It must be different, so we can tell the difference between informal you and formal you. So now we're going to learn which indirect object pronoun is the equivalent of the idea of você. Você, the indirect object pronoun that corresponds to the você, is the pronoun lhe. Lhe. Como se escreve lhe? L-H-E. Lhe. I know it's not the easiest sound, but if you remember words that you might have learned before, like son and daughter, filho, filha, these words have the exact same L-H. Lhe. Lhe. Filho. Filha. So try to remember these words, but now, instead of having a vowel that we actually pronounce, like filho, filha, we will have a vowel that we drop. Lhe. Lhe. So como se escreve lhe? L-H-E, lhe. So let's see it in a sentence. I give you the book again, but this time considering that you're talking to someone that it is not your friend, so it is a more formal conversation. And we say, slowly, word by word, eu dou-lhe o livro. Eu dou-lhe o livro. But you know how it goes. Lhe ends with é, em português. O, the following word, is a vowel. So we must run these two together when we speak. So instead of eu dou-lhe o livro, let's say it in a more natural way. Let's say eu dou-lhe o livro. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Eu dou-lhe o livro. I give you the book, sir. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Being formal. And now, the same way when we learn the verbs, we learn that você, ele, and ela always use the same verb form. Also, the indirect objects pronouns for formal you, him, or her will be the same in Portuguese. And this might come as a surprise, but for once, him or her in Portuguese is exactly the same. I know that normally in Portuguese everything is either masculine or feminine, but here you have an exception. We use the same exact pronoun for him or for her as indirect objects pronouns. So, and it is exactly the same pronoun we've just learned for the formal you. So the same exact lhe. That, depending on the context, we will understand either is formal you, him, or her. So in a sentence like, I give him the book, in Portuguese, is the exact same sentence we've just learned for I give you, formal you, the book. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Or, even better, let's run all this together. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Of course, and I want you to have this in mind, just like it happens in English, we will only use these indirect objects pronouns if the indirect object is clear in our mind because it was referred previously in a conversation. Something like, I will meet João today. So I mentioned the word João, the name of the person, and then I say, I will give him the book. We know that him refers to João because I've just mentioned it. It works like that in English, and of course, it works like that in Portuguese too. So, three situations for the pronoun lhe to be used. Formal you, him, and also her. So if you want to say, I give her the book, we should say the exact same sentence we've learned for I give you, formal you, the book, or I give him the book. So again, eu dou-lhe o livro. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Eu dou-lhe o livro. Same exact pronoun. Now let's get into the plural pronouns. If I want to say something like, you give us the book, us, you give us the book to us, for us. Let's start with an informal you in Portuguese, tu das, you give us. Our pronoun now is nos, nos. Como se escreve nos? N-O-S, nos. And in case you are wondering, is this the same word we know for we in Portuguese? Let me tell you, it's not exactly the same word. The word for we is nosh, nosh, with the open O, nosh. And when we write it, we use an accent, an acute accent, an accent to the right on the vowel O. Nosh with the accent open O means we, but noosh, closed O, do it like if it's a double O in English, a O, noosh, doesn't have an accent, so it changes its meaning into us. So I'll repeat it just to make it completely clear for you. We is nosh, open O with an accent, and us is noosh, closed O, like a double O in English, with no accent. Can you tell the difference? Nosh, noosh. Nosh, we, noosh, us. So let's work on the noosh, the one meaning us. So let's repeat the sentence. You, informal you, you give us the book. Tu dás-nos o livro. So now this pronoun doesn't end in a vowel or doesn't end in the vowel E in Portuguese. So we need to pronounce it completely, nos, but it ends in S. So it might happen that this sound nos will change a bit if the following word starts with a vowel, which it does in this sentence, o livro. So what happens is that S in the end, that we would normally read as a sh sound, nos, will become like a Z sound. Tu dás-nos o livro. I'm running nos along with u, and instead of having nos u, I get nos u. Tu dás-nos o livro. Tu dás-nos o livro. Tu dás-nos o livro. This only happens if the following word starts with a vowel. But because all our articles, definite articles, u, a, us, as, or indefinite articles, um, uma, uns, umas, they all start with vowels, it's very likely that this might happen. So, tu dás-nos o livro. You give us the book. So now let's learn another plural indirect object pronoun, the one that is the equivalent of you, but this time the plural you. If I say I give you the book, considering that I give you guys the book, I'll give the book to more than one person, I need now a different pronoun in Portuguese. We've learned earlier that formal you singular is lhe, informal you singular as well is tu, and now there's another one to translate plural you. And in this case, it's not just another one. We can actually use two pronouns for this situation. We can use the pronoun vos, vos. Como se escreve vos? V-O-S, vos. So I can say, I give you guys the book. Eu dou-vos o livro. But of course, don't forget that in between the verb and the pronoun, dou-vos, there is a hyphen. And also because vos ends in S and the following word starts with a vowel, don't expect people to split the word saying do, vos, u. Expect people to run vos and u together, making that S sounding like Z. Eu dou vos o livro. Eu dou vos o livro. I give you guys the book. Eu dou vos o livro. But because you, plural, is referring to vocês, and if you remember from your verb conjugation rules, vocês, eles, and elas, normally use, not normally, always use the same verb form, we have here a double possibility. We can use this vos, which is perfectly good, eu dou-vos o livro, but it is also acceptable that we use the pronoun lhes. Lhes. Lhes is just like what we've learned for formal you, him and her, with S in the end. Lhes. So if I say, eu dou-lhes o livro, again, lhes ends in S, so it will become like a Z because the following word starts with a vowel. Eu dou-lhes o livro. It's also another possibility to say I give you guys the book. Double possibility, you pick the one you prefer. Personally, I like the vos because it only means one thing. When I say eu dou-vos o livro, it can only have one interpretation. I give you guys the book. But when we use lhes, that can also be used for the pronoun them. So it could be a bit more confusing, although they are both correct. So if I want to say I give them the book, I will use the exact same lhes. And again, remember I told you that him and her, they would be the same. Lhe, I give him, I give her. It's translated the same way in Portuguese, dou-lhe. Here it happens the same. Although as subject pronouns we have eles and elas, when it comes to indirect object pronouns, we only have one object. So like in English, them can be about boys or girls, men or women. Also, lhes can be about eles or elas. And just like in English, is the context that will make it clear. So to say I give them the book to them, for them, is the same lhes we've just learned as an alternative to the vos. So eu dou-lhes o livro. I will repeat it again, word by word. Eu dou-lhes o livro. And now let's run it together. Eu dou-lhes o livro. I want you to realize that this is not a matter of how quickly you will say your sentence. Even if we say it slowly in Portuguese, we tend to run the words together when we have the chance. And that happens if one word ends in S, and that S is between two vowels, the vowel before S and the vowel after S. So I give them the book. Eu dou-lhes o livro. Eu dou-lhes o livro. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please share it with your friends. I want to thank to my dear patrons, just before we finish. The motivation you give me every week is really important to keep this podcast going. This podcast wouldn't be possible without you, so muito, muito obrigada. Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Carol Sperling, Petra Korf, Brenda Sebrecht, David Soto, Lindy Fock, Michelle Cubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Source, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kahn, Karin Barnhorn, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandich, Elise van der Flucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford Vang, Miguel Black Duvian, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramunas Plectus, Kim Noble, Tensha McKnight, Chris Brandt, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hesselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Suzanne Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Jayada Rains, John Markveit, David Kirkham, Sarmig, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhaug, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallis, Kate Awake, Jay Edelstein, Diane Bachman, David Keller, David Hassler, Ruby Menon, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, and Michael Wannett. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau.